Welcome to the teaching ministry of First United Methodist Church and Pastor Steve Kedon. We offer these messages in the hope that the Word of God will comfort the hurting, confront the comfortable, and create new life in us all. Let us now join together and offer our lives to God in worship.
If you haven't already, open up your bulletin. You're going to find a copy of this morning's sermon notes, which are going to help guide your thoughts and our discovery of what Advent is all about, what God is leading us towards. For the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about Epiphany. We've been talking about Advent. We've been talking about Emmanuel, God with us. God came into our world. And every year, we recognize this, every year we go through the same cycle. We have to come to this time of Advent, of what is God doing in our lives? What is being realized? What is the purpose of going through the cycle each and every year? At the very beginning of the story of Jesus' coming, it recognizes it and harkens back to the time in Isaiah's prophecy that Emmanuel, God, will be with us. And the question that we want to ask this morning is how critical for you in your daily life, your routines, what you do each and every day, your Monday through Friday work week, how critical is it for you to have Emmanuel in your life? How critical is it? How does it guide your decisions and your actions? And I'm not just saying that every decision that you make in the course of the week should be a religious decision, but it should shape the direction of your life. What does it mean in your life to have Emmanuel in your life? Throughout the scriptures, they talk about the development of faith very often in terms of farming metaphors, planting the seeds, the growing of the crops, and the harvesting. If you've ever been around, if you've ever been a kind of a gardener, you recognize that there are some natural rhythms to how gardens grow. You begin perhaps with planting seeds, but those seeds have got to be warmed and nurtured before they begin to sprout. Last week, we recognized that into a world of darkness, there came forth a sense of light. During Advent is that sense of surrounding what God is doing in our lives in order for us to just kind of take time out of our busy schedule, to pause and to ponder. And then to come alive with what he's doing. In our world, God is providing that light and that warmth in order for something to begin to grow. The second phase of that is what happens when the light shines in your life? What happens when all of a sudden you know that there's a direction, you know that there's a purpose for your life? You believe that God is doing something. Maybe you're not exactly sure what, but you know that there's something. The light has shined, and you said, there's more to this life than a large bank account or retirement when it comes. My life means more than that. It's got to be more than that. But the question is what is God doing in our lives? This morning, we're going to look at a story that you know so well from Luke's gospel. Luke chapter 1. Verses 26 through 33. Would you join with me as we understand what God is doing and celebrate the Word of God that has come among us? Would you join with me as we share what's on the screen? This is God's Word for my life in this place and at this time. Today, I am a new creation in Christ. I am God's very own, and I believe He has a purpose for my life. I'm reading this morning from Luke chapter 1. Verses 16 through 38. Now in the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." But Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." And then the angel left her. How many times have you heard that story? How many times has it shaped your future? Or have you just kind of said, "Well, that's kind of an interesting story. I wouldn't exactly want to be Mary in that situation, but it's good that it happened to her." What happens when light shines, when God comes into your life? What happens in that moment when God comes? When the shadows begin to disappear, when the fear and the anxiety of what's plaguing you or the anxiety of what might happen are dispelled by the power of God that says, "This is going to happen." There's something that happens that stirs each and every one of us in a profound way and guides us into the future. And this morning I want us to think about how the darkness has been dispelled. In the midst of the darkness, Jesus brought forth light. And in the process of bringing light, he brought forth hope. Hope is the core value of this church. Hope. But it's not just that sense of wishful thinking. How many times do you know people that just say, "I hope somebody does something about that"? Well, that's not exactly what hope does. Hope not only thinks it's possible, but has the energy to make it possible. When we hear the story of Mary, Mary encounters the power of God. She knows that God has a story for her. She hopes for a son. But she knows that there's something more profound that's about to unfold. In each and every one of our lives, one of the greatest tragedies of our time is we go through life without really thinking that our lives are significant, that our day-to-day activities kind of get blended out in the chaos and the noise of this world. And that because we don't find our name on CNN, which I hope that we never see our names on CNN, but if we're not in the news, that we're not newsworthy. And that's never the case. Mary, a simple peasant girl, transformed the world. Simple people in ministry in this church are changing the culture around the church. What we learn is that faith puts hope to work. Hope believes that it's possible, deals with the uncertainty, but has the energy and the drive and the flame to move forward. And what I want to ask you this morning is, what are you hoping for? What are you expecting? What are you looking for? I got to tell you, when I first started this message, I started thinking about how I was going to begin to frame it. I began to think about Mary's situation. What is Mary's situation? As soon as this event has unfolded, how would you describe Mary? Mary is pregnant. She's pregnant, right? I mean, that wasn't really hard, right? But now, for the next 9 months, she's got to struggle internally. What does that mean? What is everybody saying? Did I make the right choice? What's going to happen? The scriptures constantly tell us that Mary pondered these things. She chewed on them. She wondered what is going to happen. I actually started to think about what would happen if I came up this morning and really started the message by saying, "You know what? I think I'm pregnant too." You probably wouldn't remember anything I said after that. And the reason is because God is birthing something in all of us. There comes a time, it may not just be 9 months, it may be years in the development, but God has made a choice. I want to get you from point A to point B. Many of you know, and I told Joe about this earlier, I was going to use him as an example. Joe is already in seminary. Joe's pregnant. How will this How will this play out in the years that are to unfold? We don't know. But God has begun a work. Think about the people that are moving, that are going to take this trip, not moving, taking this trip to Haiti. They're preparing, they're getting ready. Why? Because they're pregnant with anticipation of what's about to happen. Think about your own life. Those of you that are involved in the Santa shop, in the clothes closet, the food pantry, those that have given for different ministries, those that have participated, you too are pregnant. Those that are part of a Bible study, that are growing, that are absorbing, you're pregnant too. God has begun something in you. It takes time to ponder, it takes time to grow, it takes time to energize, to feed it. But the whole time we're saying, what's happening in me? What's happening? What's the future going to be like? You see, hope begins to bring something to fruition. God begins a work in you. But there are several things that we have to understand about hope and the reason that we want it to be a part of our life. When we accept the light of Christ, when we accept Advent as part of our lives, hope begins to come to fruition. But we have to understand that hope comes from God. It is a gift. It's a moment of grace. And the things that we think that are impossible, that could never happen, all of a sudden become real. Do we as a church ever step back and say, we, as small as we are, as few as we are, we could never really make a difference, could we? I mean, we can't really make a difference. But what Christmas is constantly shouting at the top of its voice, what the angels are proclaiming is, of course you can. It's happened before and it's going to happen again. The question is whether you want to be a part of it, whether you want to get in on it, or whether you just want to be on the outside looking in saying, I don't know what happened over there. That's never happened to me before. Mary, when she recognized that God was doing something in her life, it triggered several emotions. And every time you can find out that God is moving in your life, God has connected to you in a personal way, it's going to bring up these emotions for you as well. What are some of the things that Mary experienced? She was troubled. Are you sure you got the right person? Look, you know, God, I'm a virgin. It ain't going to happen. I don't know how it's going to happen. She was troubled. She was uncertain. But above all, it was transformational for her. It excited what God was doing. And what did God tell her? Let me, the best that I can, his throne, there'll never be an end to it. Now, did Mary understand at the core what was happening? Probably not. She stepped out in faith because God had given her a glimpse, and she jumped into that flow. When you look at all of the possibilities that God is inviting you into, one of the things that we are called as a church is not just to gather on Sunday morning, but to invite you into the flow. Invite you into the flow of what God is doing. Throughout scriptures, there are constant metaphors and references to parables that Jesus told about invitations that are given, invitations to banquets, invitations to those that are in the vineyard to come and to feast. And over again, some people said, I'm too busy. Don't let that happen to you. Don't let that gift that God is offering to you pass you by. Is it going to cost you something? It might cost you a little bit of your time, but it's going to overflow in blessings that you can't yet understand. Hope comes from God. Secondly, hope is a joy with a plan. It's not just that feeling of, well, this is going to be fun, or I hope that things work out. Sometimes hope is a challenge. I believe that this has to happen, and I believe that I'm the one to do it. In Romans chapter 15, Paul says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy. Where does the joy come from? From the God of hope. and peace as you trust him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Your joy and your optimism are contagious. When you think, I know that we can do this, I'm just looking for some people to share it with, it has a plan, and that joy cascades into your life. When you believe what God can do in you and through you, that joy wells up and it begins to bless others. One of the things that we saw over and over again at the Santa shop is how all of these people that were decorating and were wrapping these gifts, how excited the children were because people were caring for them. They were going to be givers instead of just receivers. And you know what that's like, especially on a Sunday like today. I wonder how many of you got up this morning, opened up the Sunday paper, and there was just this mountain of inserts, of circulars. Look at all the stuff that you can buy. So much of our culture is about, how do I consume the world in which I live? How do I acquire more? And so when you see that little glimpse, that little bit for these children of how do I give it back, you just kind of are in stunned silence, because joy has a plan. It knows that it can be done, and it follows through with it. But guess what? Hope is going to cost you something. Hope costs you a boring life. Hope will cost you a boring life. So that at the end of your days, and I always use this image, at the end of your days, when you're sitting in your rocking chair in your nursing home, and you say, I never risked anything. Or do you want to say, I lived life to the edge? I'm used up because God did wonderful things. What can you say about Mary? Mary took that risk. She did not have a boring life. Right? She did not have a boring life. She lived what God had planned for her. God's goal in your life is to live life to the fullest. Not the most comfortable, not the most convenient, but the most transformational. Mary became pregnant. And Mary answered, may it be to me as you have said. I've often wondered, when the angels were gathered and they were being sent down to the shepherds, and I imagine that God gathered all the angels and said, okay, here's the plan. This is what we've got. This is what we're going to do. Do you think any of the angels said, really, this is the best you could come up with? A teenage girl giving birth? You never did that before. Can't you come up with something more exciting than this? And yet in that moment, it gave rise to everything that we celebrate, the wonder. We celebrate Christmas because it fills us with this moment of hope, hope that changes the course of our lives. So what are you hoping for this morning? Let me ask you, all of you, how many of you, and especially the ladies, having gone, how many of you today wish you were pregnant? And all the hands went up, right? And Matt's pointing to his wife, going, of course. How many of you? And don't you see that's the point? Don't you see that's the point? God wants you to be pregnant with expectation and anticipation. Now, I didn't say pregnant with child, did I? I said pregnant with hope. Are you pregnant with what God is doing in your life? That God, you know, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could say on a day like today, God is doing something in my life. There is a seed that has begun to grow in my life. There's a light that's beginning to bloom. I don't know where it's going to be. It's going to take me 9 months or 9 years for it to grow and blossom and bloom and bear fruit. But today, I'm pregnant. God is using me in some way. And if you can't say that, or even if you're at a place where you say, I don't want to say that, then you need to look at Mary's story. May it be to me as you have said. Mary gave up a boring life. Mary had moments after moments of pondering what God had done. And I believe that she lived a full wonderful life. That's what God wants for you. When hope comes to you in an unexpected way, it's going to be troubling, it's going to be challenging, but it's always going to be transformational. And there'll be times when you look back and say, that was the best time I ever had. All of us in our own lives have that experience, those moments of transforming grace, full of meaning and significance that took a lifetime to birth. So this morning, as we think about where God is leading us, what are we as a church, as individuals, getting ready to birth in our world? Are we sharing the miracle of Christ, of what he's doing in and through us, that hope will come into your life today? Let us pray. Father God, we give you thanks and praise for the wonder and the miracle that is unfolding in each and every one of us. Father, even if it's at the beginning stages or it's at the end of the stages, we thank you, God, that you continue to unfold miracle upon miracle in our lives. We pray, oh God, that we just become faithful to what you're calling us to do and to submit to your authority, which is always better than our own wisdom. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.